Well, it should have been Barabbas, not Jesus. It should have been the guilty one, not the innocent one. Jesus didn't deserve to die. Barabbas deserved to die. Jesus died in Barabbas's place so that Barabbas could walk free. This the power of the cross. Christ became sin for us. He took the blame. He bore the wrath. We stand forgiven at the cross. We heard in John chapter 18, verse 14, that Caiaphas, the high priest that year, had advised the Jews that it would be expedient for one man to die for the people. Suffice it to say, Caiaphas had no idea what he was saying, that it would be expedient that one man should die for the people. He meant that for evil. God meant that for good. It would end up being so much more than expedient. It would be the fulfillment of the saving purpose of God. All four gospel accounts of the death of Jesus, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, tell us about Barabbas. In John's account that we just heard, we're told that he was a robber. In Matthew, that he was a notorious prisoner. In Mark and Luke, we're told a much more disturbing detail about why Barabbas was so notorious, which is that he was an insurrectionist guilty of murder. Yet, as we heard, there was a custom once a year at the Passover that Pilate would release any prisoner the crowd wanted. Who should die by crucifixion? Who should pay the penalty of death? The question on that Good Friday was, who should hang on the middle cross? The innocent one or the guilty one? The redeemer or the prisoner? Jesus or Barabbas? It should have been Barabbas. And we are all Barabbas. The unfiltered truth is that we are all sinners. We're idolaters. We're liars. We're robbers. We're adulterers. We're coveters. And according to Jesus, if we've ever thought an angry thought in our minds, we're murderers. We are sons of Adam. We're daughters of Eve. And by virtue of that, as the prophet Isaiah put it, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned, not just some of us, every one of us, to our own way. And the Lord has laid on him, on Jesus, the iniquity of us all. In our place, the substitute for Barabbas, Barabbas, whose name means literally son of a father, in our place, the substitute for the son of a father was Jesus, the son of the father. Because one man should die for the people. At the very heart of the gospel is the self-substitutionary love of God on the cross. And I hope you hear that afresh tonight on this Good Friday. Jesus gave his life for you, Barabbas. Jesus sacrificed his life for yours, Barabbas. In your place, condemned he stood, sealed your pardon with his blood, Barabbas. That's why, even though this is a dark day and a solemn day, this is also a good day. Because it was on Good Friday when, as Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 5:21, for our sake, God made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Jesus didn't die on the cross just to make you nicer. Jesus didn't die on the cross just to make you more moral. Jesus died on the cross, the righteous one for unrighteous ones, in order to count you and me through his saving death and life as a righteous one. Apart from Jesus, you have no righteousness on your own. Apart from Jesus, in your sinful nature, you have no goodness on your own. As in Adam, the Bible teaches, as in Adam, you are separated from God, unreconciled to God. Apart from Jesus, you stand condemned, deserving of death and deserving of hell. But because of Jesus, and by faith in Jesus, and by trusting in his finished work on the cross, you are not given what you deserve. You are given what you do not deserve. You're delivered from death into life. You're no longer in Adam, you are in Christ. Because of the cross, you are fully forgiven, fully pardoned, fully justified forever. One moment you're a prisoner in custody, and the next moment, because of Jesus, you're walking free. The innocent one took the place of the guilty one in order to make the guilty one an innocent one. We are all Barabbas. It should have been us on the middle cross. But he was pierced for our transgressions. But he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed. And we aren't just healed from a little infirmity. We are healed from great, damnable iniquity. And the healing and the peace and the mercy and the grace and love that we're given comes to us at the cost of Jesus' life for us. On the cross, believer, Jesus took your place. He was pierced for your transgressions. Jesus bore your sin. He was crushed for your iniquities. Jesus paid your debt in full, and he totally satisfied the wrath of God. Upon him, Isaiah says, was the chastisement that brought us peace, so that by faith in Christ, by trusting in Christ's finished work on behalf, now there is no more guilt, no more condemnation, no more fear of judgment. Think about how Barabbas felt that day. He was a dead man until Jesus showed up. He was a hopeless man until Jesus took his place. We don't know what happened to Barabbas after he was set free. The Bible doesn't tell us, but we can imagine that as he was standing there in the crowd on that Good Friday, and as he was looking up at the cross, he knew it should have been him up there. It was Jesus' life for his life, and it's Jesus' life for your life. Salvation can't be earned. Salvation can't be bought. Salvation can't be merited. Salvation can only be given by Jesus and received by grace through faith. You have to admit you're Barabbas. You have to admit that you're in prison. And that unless Jesus sets you free, you're dead. Unless Jesus sets you free, you have no righteousness, you have no goodness, and you have no hope apart from him. But God, but righteousness has come to you in Jesus. Freedom has come to you in Jesus. Forgiveness, and pardon, and hope forever has come to you in Jesus through the cross, and only through the cross. Jesus didn't deserve to die. You deserved to die. I deserved to die. Jesus died in our place so that we could walk free. Let's pray. Oh God, our Father, help us to behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Amen.